Have you ever wanted to throw a house party just like an American Pie, but your parents wouldn't let you? Mine don't let me do anything. Stay at home, don't go there. But I really wanted to. Hey, everybody. My name's Casey, by the way, and I'm 17 years old. So this one time, I met an older guy. He was 22, rode a motorcycle, played guitar, wore a tattered leather jacket, almost like a bum, except normal. I knew that he didn't take me seriously, but I tried to hint at him that I wanted more. I mentioned that my parents were going to be out of town for a few days on vacation. From Friday to Monday, they would be far away at the Mills Falls at the Lake Hotel. I told him we can be alone at my place while my parents are gone. We'd have 3 whole days together and you can stay overnight with me. He replied, "Yeah, babe, but I have a better idea. Let's have a party." Wait, what? I'm dropping hints for him to spend time with me and spend the night, and he wants other people around. It seems like he wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, but I thought to myself, fine, and replied, "Yeah, let's do it." He said, "Okay, see you Friday, baby." I was very nervous because this was going to be my first time at a party and in my own house, no less. I saw my parents off with a smile and promised them that everything would be just fine. I called Derek, that was his name, immediately afterwards and told him that my parents had left and that he could drive on over. By the way, Derek, if you're seeing this, you are a shithead! I put on the shortest red dress I could find, doused myself in perfume, and was ready to start receiving guests. I heard the sound of bikes and 4 cars drive up to my house. There were some really strange homeless-looking dudes, and they were all walking towards my house. My mouth hung open as I watched them bring 10 packs of beer and even more bottles of whiskey into my house. There were guys and girls of different ages. Some were 20, some were 30, and even older. All of them were dressed in weird, torn-up clothes. But that was just the beginning. I didn't get a chance to express to Derek how pissed I was before they had already offered me a drink and a snack. Derek joined in. So I went upstairs and locked myself in my room. Then I heard the sounds of hard rock coming from downstairs. It was shaking the entire house. I didn't have time to panic when some guys with an empty whiskey bottle burst into my room and invited me to play spin the bottle with them. I was scared and I agreed. So we were playing and doing the stupidest dares. I was even able to relax, but then I got dared to kiss Derek. Everyone started clapping, giggling, and joking. He hung over me and said, "Come on, babe, do it." I didn't know how to do it well and was really shy in front of everyone, but then I just went for it. It was awesome. Our first kiss had an audience. I relaxed a bit and felt comfortable. A few hours later, the house was filled with empty beer cans, and there was a line for the bathroom like it was a McDonald's. I was ready to wrap it up and called Derek upstairs. I took him by the hand and we went up to my bedroom. There, we kissed again. He could hardly stand up. At that moment, I heard a loud commotion downstairs and the music turned on again. I wanted to run out and see what was going on, but he stopped me at the door. He said drunkenly, "So, let's keep going?" I didn't know what to do. He reached to pull me in for a kiss. I stepped back and he fell to his knees. He started laughing. I was so scared. I helped him up, although I really shouldn't have. He couldn't see anything. His eyes were darting in all directions. Once again, he rushed at me for a kiss, and then it happened. He vomited right on my dress and on my hands. I pushed him off and immediately ran down to the bathroom. I couldn't cover my nose because my hands were nasty. I wiped them quickly on the dress and ran downstairs. What I saw shocked me. Everyone was puking all over the floor, like on Family Guy. They started vomiting everywhere. There was nothing but smelly puddles all over the place. I vomited myself and ran to the bathroom, but I was even more shocked there. There was a man with a beard in the bathtub, with an inflatable ring around his waist. The tub was filled with water mixed with vomit. He was laid back like he was at the most luxurious resort and was drinking whiskey through a straw. He said in a very low, drunken voice, Baby, take off your clothes and jump into my pool of love. We'll forget all of our worries tonight.
What? Is this a dream? What the hell was the pool of love?
It was both funny and scary, and I wanted to cry. I didn't know what was happening. I got it together and told myself convincingly, Casey, you are strong. You will clean it all up before your parents get back. Everything will be fine. I started picking up bottles all over the house. All of the sick people were lying around, you know, like dogs. I threw up again and gave up. I went down to the basement and started crying. Fortunately, after about an hour, it was all over. The neighbors had called the police. That's when I knew I was screwed. This was the end for me. My parents would find out. Everyone in the house was taken to the police station. My parents were rushing home and my phone was blowing up. Policemen were walking around the house in protective masks. It was terrible. I had to tell my parents everything and they understood. They knew it was because they had been so strict with me. After this incident, I started feeling a little more free. As for Derek, we never saw each other again. He called me and texted me asking for forgiveness. I don't want to see him again. My family was reasonable and didn't sue. Those guys got off with only a small fine, and they agreed to pay for the whole mess in the house. Everything that they broke cost them about $7,000, a small amount when split between 20 to 25 people. I don't even remember how many people there were. I thought it was fair.
And that's it! No more parties.